This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was some seemingly unreservedly good labor news today. It came in the form of our usual Thursday peak at first-time claims for unemployment benefits. In the before times, an indicator that did not get a whole lot of love, because it's really volatile. It bounces around a whole lot. But in these pandemic times, the number of people losing their jobs every week has hit nosebleed levels, which is why it is a relative pleasure to report that just 293,000 people filed initial jobless claims last week, down more than 10% since the week before, and the first week below 300,000 since March 14th. March 14th of 2020, y'all, a year and a half ago. Now, what does it mean? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman starts us off.
The weekly jobless claims numbers tell us in near real time, like last week, how many people lost their jobs because the economy or their company is struggling. At the beginning of the pandemic, that was millions of workers every week. Earlier this year, it was still 700,000 to 800,000. Now it's under 300,000. Mark Hamrick is at Bankrate.com.
The good news is new claims have really now tiptoed closer to pre-pandemic levels. Fresh job loss, while obviously potentially devastating for individuals and families, is not the key issue for the economy right now.
What is key is getting unemployed people and those who've left the workforce in the pandemic back to work. In the last few weeks, more than 150,000 workers have gotten off the unemployment rolls. Betsy Stevenson at the University of Michigan says the waning Delta wave is playing a big role.
They're more comfortable going back to jobs because now there's a vaccine mandate or there's not as many cases in their community. It could be that employers are getting a little bit better with the offers that they're giving workers.
Declining first-time and continuing unemployment claims tell the same story here, says economist Bill Rogers, director of the St. Louis Fed's Institute for Economic Equity.
The nexus of power has shifted from employers to workers, and they're responding to the fact that Target or other companies have been, in the past year or so, have been raising their wages.
Now, I promised Kai in our news meeting this morning that I'd try to rein on the good employment news parade at least a little. So keep in mind that first-time weekly jobless claims, new layoffs, are still about 90,000 higher than before the pandemic. And nearly 2 million more workers are collecting weekly unemployment checks. We're making progress, still a long way to go. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.